This article has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this article, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. The title of this article is Student Motivation Using Virtual Reality in Human Anatomy and Physiology Courses.
Anatomie de la réalité virtuelle dans l'enseignement supérieur, efficacité, motivation d'apprentissage et adoption institutionnelle.
The authors are Avinash Thadani, Isabelle Deschamps, James Doran, Cassandra Forlani, Rob Terrio, and Sean Matarin of Georgian College in Canada. Abstract. This study investigates student motivation using virtual reality technologies in anatomy and physiology courses. Over a two-year period, 21 college students from nursing, paramedic, and biotechnology health programs were recruited for this study. The participants were randomly assigned to either a group using immersive VR on Quest 2 headsets or a group using desktop-based VR on personal computers. Both groups utilized VR on the health education platform 3D Organon. The study compares the intrinsic motivation between these two groups. Four subscales of the intrinsic motivation inventory were employed for this study. The immersive VR group was statistically significantly higher on the interest, enjoyment, and perceived competence subscales. There was no significant difference between the two groups on the pressure, tension, and perceived choice subscales. This study demonstrates VR's potential in boosting student motivation in human anatomy and physiology courses. Due to limited participation in pre- and post-assessment tools, content-based learning gains could not be compared. This highlights challenges in conducting VR studies in post-secondary institutions, including volunteer bias, curriculum integration barriers, student recruitment, and survey fatigue. These insights are critical for administrators and pedagogical designers when evaluating wider VR adoption in health and science education. Keywords: 3D Organon, Human Anatomy and Physiology Courses, Motivation, Nursing, Technology Enhanced Learning, Virtual Reality.
Résumé. Cette étude se penche sur la perception des étudiantes et étudiants sur l'utilisation des technologies de réalité virtuelle dans des cours d'anatomie et physiologie. 21 étudiantes et étudiants issus de programmes d'études en soins infirmiers, soins paramédicaux et en biotechnologie santé ont été recrutés sur une période de 2 ans pour cette étude. Les participantes et participants ont été répartis de manière aléatoire dans 2 groupes, l'un utilisant la rendez-vous immersive sur des casques Quest 2, l'autre utilisant la rendez-vous sur des ordinateurs personnels. Les 2 groupes ont utilisé la rendez-vous sur la plateforme d'éducation à la santé 3D Organon. L'étude compare la motivation intrinsèque entre ces 2 groupes. 4 sous-échelles de l'inventaire de motivation intrinsèque ont été utilisées pour cette étude. Le groupe de VR immersif a obtenu des scores statistiquement significatifs plus élevés sur les sous-échelles intérêt, plaisir et compétences perçues. Il n'y avait pas de différence significative entre les 2 groupes sur les sous-échelles pression, tension et choix perçus. Cette étude démontre le potentiel de la rendez-vous pour stimuler la motivation des étudiantes et étudiants dans les cours d'anatomie et physiologie humaine. En raison de la participation limitée en lien avec les outils d'évaluation pré- et post-test, les gains d'apprentissage basés sur le contenu n'ont pas pu être comparés. Cela met en évidence les défis liés à la réalisation d'études sur la rendez-vous dans les établissements d'enseignement supérieur, notamment le biais des volontaires, les obstacles à l'intégration dans les programmes d'études, le recrutement des étudiantes et étudiants et la fatigue liée au sondage. Ces informations sont essentielles pour les administratrices et administrateurs et les conceptrices et concepteurs pédagogiques lorsqu'ils évaluent l'adoption de la rendez-vous à plus grande échelle dans l'enseignement des sciences et de la santé. Mots-clés: 3D Organon, cours d'anatomie et de physiologie humaine, motivation, soins infirmiers, apprentissage assisté par la technologie, réalité virtuelle.
Introduction. Virtual reality tools are revolutionizing education by offering immersive, experiential learning for students and introducing novel teaching methods for faculty. This study explores the 2 forms of virtual reality. Immersive VR uses headsets to create an immersive computer-generated simulation that enables users to engage with and explore a virtual world while disconnecting from physical reality. This is distinct from desktop-based VR, which uses a flat computer screen to display 3D objects or worlds. Both forms of VR offer students an immersive sense of presence, context, and control over their learning environment. Realistic and engaging virtual environments, such as life sciences labs, allow students to interact with and examine life-sized anatomical models, providing unique and visceral learning experiences. While the experiential learning afforded by VR can be effective, its implementation costs and efforts must be balanced against its educational benefits. Generally, technology-enhanced learning describes the application of technology to support learning whether on campus or remotely. Technology-enhanced learning tools include learning management systems, artificial intelligence, mobile applications, social networking applications, information visualizing tools, virtual reality, augmented reality, podcasts, gamification systems, and cloud services. In recent years, due to advances in digital quality, device mobility, and the proliferation of devices and applications, immersive technologies have become particularly appealing to higher education institutions. At the participating Canadian College in Central Ontario, the integration of VR has been primarily faculty-driven, though it is now beginning to attract the attention of administrators. This cautious institutional approach reflects widespread hesitancy within large organizations toward adopting new learning modalities like VR, due to administrative reluctance, high deployment costs, and swift obsolescence of devices. Despite these challenges, the appeal of VR use in higher education is growing, attributed to its immersive learning experience, enhanced graphics, falling device costs, and utility in remote education. Currently, this college has implemented VR in approximately 20 programs, focusing on cases where traditional learning experiences would be otherwise dangerous, impossible, counterproductive, or expensive, which is aligned with Baylinson's DICE framework. The expanding use of VR in educational settings has sparked research interest. An increasing number of studies document positive benefits of learning with VR, using a wide variation in research methods, participant demographics, subject areas, and study durations, making it difficult to state definitely how and why VR can improve learning. One factor contributing to the difficulty in assessing the impact of VR on learning is the challenge of conducting controlled studies in post-secondary educational settings, as assigning students in the same program to different treatment groups is often not feasible. Consequently, educational VR studies are often voluntary, short-term, single exposure, and involve participants from diverse educational backgrounds and are further complicated by rapidly evolving VR technologies that can render past studies less useful for comparisons. Studies focusing on specific applications also make it challenging to distinguish between the effects of the application itself and the efficacy of the VR medium. Furthermore, ensuring consistent completion of assessment tools in VR research is difficult, affected by factors such as lack of incentives and varying priorities of the participants. Measuring long-term knowledge retention is also challenging due to high student turnover and time constraints. Despite research challenges, studies suggest VR enhances student enjoyment and motivation, leading to positive learning experiences. It is important to recognize that these favorable outcomes are specific to the experiences studied and not statistically generalizable. Virtual reality has been shown to be effective for procedural training where learners must perform tasks in a specific sequence, such as in safety training, mechanical assembly, and repair procedures. For instance, Bloomstein and colleagues found that students trained in VR correctly performed 63% of fracture nailing surgical steps, compared to 25% for those taught through a standard guide traditional methods. In addition, some studies suggest that VR learning experiences may also increase short-term memory retention. A review of the literature for this study found an absence of longitudinal studies. Of particular interest to the current study is the fact that VR has proven useful for teaching content where students must comprehend the 3D spatial arrangements of objects, especially when this is difficult to depict in two dimensions. This is highly relevant to human anatomy and physiology training. Indeed, recent systematic reviews and empirical studies have documented the effectiveness of using VR in anatomy education, particularly for enhancing spatial understanding and engaging learners. For example, Niu et al. Documented an increase in pre-class assessment scores for students assigned to a continuous VR group compared to a control group using traditional learning methods of 2D images and textual descriptions. Those students using VR also reported a higher level of satisfaction. The current study draws from the growing body of evidence supporting the potential of VR for enhancing learning and applies it to the learning of human anatomy and physiology, which requires spatial understanding and medical procedural accuracy. Several related studies have investigated students' learning experiences by comparing VR with non-VR instruction in neuroanatomy, human anatomy, heart anatomy, physiotherapy, root canal anatomy, and biomedical instruction. Previous studies have focused on various metrics, including efficacy, motivation, engagement, content retention, and learning outcomes. The context for the current study was higher education instruction of human anatomy and physiology, and set out to explore how VR might enhance the learning. The goal was to compare experiences of students using immersive VR to students using desktop-based VR. The following three hypotheses were generated. Students using immersive VR will report a higher level of motivation compared to students using the desktop-based VR. Students using immersive VR will demonstrate a higher level of engagement compared to students using the desktop-based VR. Students using immersive VR will have increased learning gains compared to students using the desktop-based VR method. Participants. From January 2022 to April 2023. The study recruited 21 students enrolled in the Honors Bachelor of Science Nursing degree, the Primary Care Paramedic Diploma, or the Biotechnology Health Diploma programs at the participating Canadian College in Central Ontario. Among the 21 students, 17 were female and 4 were male, and their ages ranged from 18 to 44 years. To avoid coercion, students were recruited via in-class announcements from a member of the research team who did not teach in the programs. The college's research ethics board approved the study. None of the participants in the immersive VR group reported motion sickness or other adverse events when returning their VR headsets following its use. Materials, VR system and software. The health education platform 3D Organon VR Anatomy was used as it offers both an immersive VR headset version and a desktop-based VR version. For the immersive VR group, the study software was installed on standalone VR headsets, called the MetaQuest 2. And each student assigned to this group took one headset home for the entire semester. Students assigned to the desktop-based VR group installed the software on their personal devices, research instruments, pre-assessments and post-assessments. Two professors from the HBSN and PCP programs at the college developed a pre-assessment instrument focused on anatomy content in their courses. This assessment was conducted in a virtual lab within the Blackboard Learning Management System. These labs provide interactive lessons with instructions, learning activities, resources, and assessment tools, all accessible online. A set of course resources was created containing all research materials, including the study consent form, as well as the anatomy-focused content. The post-assessment instrument was designed to evaluate students based on their respective anatomy and physiology course final exam grades. Mental rotation test. Research shows a positive link between mental rotation skills and success in anatomy learning in non-VR settings. Building upon this research, Bogomolova et al. Investigated that link using an interactive model of human anatomy represented in augmented reality, to control for variations in learning anatomy that might be unrelated to the primary variables of the current study. An online 3D mental rotation test was developed. This test was designed and hosted using the PsychoJS platform, available on Pavlovia. The format of the mental rotation test was derived from Gannis and Kiewit's 3D adaptation of the Shepard and Metzler objects and their experimental approach. Intrinsic motivation inventory. The intrinsic motivation inventory is a multidimensional questionnaire intended to assess self-reported motivation and self-regulation by asking participants to use a 7-point Likert scale to respond to 45 statements, which are divided into 7 subscales. The Likert scale used ranged in responses from 1 to 7, with 4 being somewhat true. To fit a research purpose, the IMI can be modified to use a selection of subscales and alter the wording of statements. Various IMI subscales have been used to quantify participants' subjective experience of virtual environments. 4 subscales were selected for the current study: interest, enjoyment, perceived competence, pressure tension, and perceived choice. While the subscales of effort, importance and value usefulness contribute to students' motivation, one assesses task relevance, which is not the focus of this study. The other uses fill-in-the-blanks and Likert scale items and does not follow the same scoring procedure. The developers of the IMI attribute the following uses for these 4 subscales. The interest enjoyment subscale is a self-report measure of intrinsic motivation. The subscales perceived competence and perceived choice are considered to be positive predictors of behavioral measures of intrinsic motivation. The pressure-tension subscale is a negative predictor of intrinsic motivation. Students' thoughts on virtual reality questionnaire. The STVRQ questionnaire was developed to capture students' thoughts and opinions on VR and the implementation of VR technologies in higher education. The questionnaire is composed of 27 items scored on a 5-point Likert scale intended to assess three subscales. The Likert scale used ranged in responses from 1 to 5, with 3 being somewhat true. The first subscale examines students' perceived preference to use VR over a 2D display. The second subscale captures whether students think that VR systems can increase interest in teaching content. The third subscale captures students' opinions regarding the belief that VR in education can improve learning outcomes. Student engagement log. As a measure of engagement, students were asked to complete a journal activity log to track the number of hours they spent using 3D Organon. Study procedure. Lacking a true control group, this study employed a quasi-experimental design to compare student perceptions of immersive VR and desktop-based VR using content from 3D Organon to learn anatomy and physiology. Students were randomly assigned to either the immersive VR or desktop-based VR group using a randomization procedure implemented in Microsoft Excel function. 10 students were assigned to the immersive VR group, and 11 were assigned to the desktop-based VR group. A virtual lab on the Blackboard LMS hosted course content and research instruments, including the consent form, the pre-assessment, the mental rotation test, the socio-demographic data questionnaire, the IMI, the STVRQ, and the student engagement log. Figure 1 shows the ordered tasks that the students were asked to complete. The students were asked to complete the informed consent form, the socio-demographic data questionnaire, pre-assessment, and the mental rotation test before engaging with 3D Organon. At their own pace, students accessed the virtual lab to explore anatomy modules and then used their assigned format via the 3D Organon platform. Students were asked to track their 3D Organon usage time as an indicator of engagement. At the end of the study, they were asked to fill out the IMI questionnaire and the STVRQ as an incentive. Participants could enter a draw each semester for a new MetaQuest 2 headset. Figure 1. Screenshot of virtual lab. Results: pre-assessment and mental rotation test. Due to the extremely low participation rates in the pre-assessment quiz, the mental rotation test, and the student engagement log, these three measures were excluded from all subsequent analyses. As a result, it was not possible to test the hypotheses related to engagement and learning gains. Therefore, the revised hypothesis is: students using immersive VR will report a higher level of motivation compared to students using the desktop-based VR. Intrinsic motivation inventory to evaluate differences in motivation between the desktop-based VR and immersive VR groups. The study used Mann-Whitney U tests to analyze four IMI subscales: interest enjoyment, perceived competence, pressure tension, and perceived choice. In this test, medians are reported when the distributions for the immersive VR and desktop-based VR groups are similar in shape, whereas the mean rank is reported when the distributions are not similar in shape. The Mann-Whitney U tests were conducted on a final sample of 19 participants, as two participants did not complete the IMI, interest enjoyment subscale. The distributions of scores were dissimilar between desktop-based VR and immersive VR groups. A Mann-Whitney U test indicated that interest enjoyment was significantly higher for participants in the immersive VR group than for those in the desktop-based VR group, with U equals 20, Z equals minus 2.049, P equals 0.043. Perceived competence subscale. Again, the distributions were dissimilar. Perceived competence was significantly higher for participants in the immersive VR group than for those in the desktop-based VR group, with U equals 12, Z equals minus 2.704, P equals 0.006. Pressure tension subscale. The distributions were dissimilar, but no significant difference was observed in IMI scores between immersive VR group and desktop-based VR group, with U equals 46.5, Z equals 0.123, P equals 0.905. Perceived choice subscale. The distributions of scores were similar. No significant difference was found between the median scores between the immersive VR group and desktop-based VR group, with U equals 50.50, Z equals 0.454, P equals 0.661. Students' thoughts on virtual reality questionnaire to assess for variations in student perceptions of immersive VR and desktop-based VR experiences. The study compared responses using Mann-Whitney-U tests across three subscales of student perceptions: preference between immersive VR and desktop-based VR, interest in teacher content, and improved learning outcomes. The Mann-Whitney-U tests were conducted on a final sample of 20 participants. Since one participant did not complete the questionnaire, missing responses on a given item were automatically excluded from the analyses. Initially, no statistical differences were found between the immersive and desktop-based VR groups in each of the three subscales. Subsequent Cronbach alpha reliability tests revealed varying levels of internal consistency. The immersive VR versus desktop-based VR subscale comprised six statements and showed low internal consistency with a Cronbach's alpha of 0.368. The interest in teacher content subscale consisted of 10 statements and demonstrated good internal consistency with a Cronbach's alpha of 0.777. The improved learning outcomes subscale used 11 statements and showed low internal consistency, indicated by a Cronbach's alpha of 0.112. The findings suggest that while the interest in teacher content subscale was reliable, the other two may require revision for improved consistency in measuring student perceptions. In response to initial findings, a categorical principal component analysis was conducted on the 27-statement questionnaire assessing student thoughts on VR. This process aimed to refine the questionnaire to provide more reliable insights into students' perceptions of VR in education. Pre-analysis checks confirmed CATPCA suitability, with the correlation matrix showing variables having at least one coefficient above 0.3. CATPCA identified four components with eigenvalues over 1, explaining 28.05%, 14.47%, 13.16%, and 11.12% of the total variance, cumulatively accounting for 66.8% of the variance. Subsequently, Cronbach's alpha tests were conducted for the four new subscales: immersive learning perceptions, experiential learning, learning environment, and thoughts on learning. The immersive learning perceptions subscale, consisting of 12 statements, exhibited a high internal consistency. The experiential learning subscale, comprised of 5 statements, showed a low consistency. The learning environment subscale, initially designed with 5 statements showing a very low consistency, was revised to be 3 statements with 2 statements being removed, i.e., statement number 4. The classical evaluation system in education does not reflect the real knowledge of the respondents, and statement number 9. Through the learning process, it's necessary to apply theoretical knowledge to practical examples in order to master a new skill. The revised subscale showed a low consistency. The thoughts on learning subscale consisted of 5 statements and showed a low consistency. Spearman's correlation was used to validate correlations within each new subscale. This analysis led to the removal of 1 statement from the experiential learning subscale and 2 from the thoughts on learning subscale due to a lack of significant correlation with their respective subscales. Descriptive statistics for each subscale are detailed in tables 1, 4. Each table represents 1 new subscale and reports the number of responses, along with the mode, median, and mean for each statement included in each respective subscale. While the full sample was included in the CATPCA analysis, individual item-level data had some missing responses, resulting in a range of 19 to 20 responses per statement. Table 1. Descriptive statistics of STVRQ statements that measured immersive learning perceptions. No. Statement. N. Mode. Median. Mean. 2. The visual stimuli provided by VR systems are fascinating to the users. 20. 5. 4. 4.28. 3. Stimulation of multiple senses leads to a better understanding of educational content. 20. 4. 4. 4.13. 7. Time passes faster for me while I consume content via VR system compared to consuming content via regular 2D displays. 20. 3. 3. 3.18. 8. Introducing VR into the classrooms turns learning into entertainment. 20. 5. 4. 4.08. 10. Due to the simulation and experience provided by VR, students will continue to explore and research the educational content. 20. 5. 4. 4.03. 11. Virtual reality develops students' creativity. 20. 5. 4. 3.95. 17. With VR, I'm not limited to passively consuming information and images displayed on the screen. 20, 5, 4, 4.10, 18. Being able to see and experience the various locations around the world within the classroom provided by VR can inspire and intrigue students. 19, 5, 5, 4.47, 23. It's difficult for me to understand abstract contents and concepts without a visual representation of the same. 20, 5, 4.75, 4.18, 24. Evaluation tailored to the individual, where certain parameters of the respondents are monitored with the help of a VR system, represents a better evaluation system. 20, 4, 4, 3.55, 25. I think that my interest in courses and educational content would be higher if interactive content and VR systems were used. 20, 5, 4, 4.05, 27. While using VR systems, students can actively learn and participate instead of passively looking at 2D displays. 20, 5, 4, 4.08. Note, virtual reality, students' thoughts on virtual reality questionnaire, Table 2. Descriptive statistics of STVRQ statements that measured experiential learning. No. Statement. N. Mode. Median. Mean. 5. People learn better through interaction. 20. 5. 5. 4.48. 12. Unlike VR, which can provide an interactive experience, classical learning boils down to providing facts only. 20. 3. 3. 2.65. 16. With the help of VR, a student can learn how to react in certain situations. 20, 3, 4, 3.80, 19. Virtual environment models teach and train with the same efficiency as reality. 20, 3, 3, 3.18. Note, virtual reality, students' thoughts on virtual reality questionnaire. Table 3, descriptive statistics of STVRQ statements that measured learning environment. No. Statement. N. Mode. Median. Mean. 13. While I use a VR system, I am always aware that I'm in a virtual world and that none of it is real. 20. 1. 2. 2.05. 14. The group's shared experiences in a shared environment are important. 20. 4. 4. 4.08. 15. The classical evaluation system in education reflects the real knowledge of the respondents. 20. 2. 3. 2.73. Note, negatively formulated statement. Values were calculated using inverse data. Virtual reality. Students' thoughts on virtual reality questionnaire. Table 4. Descriptive statistics of STVRQ statements that measured students' thoughts on learning. No. Statement. N. Mode. Median. Mean. 1. Interaction with the real people in the real world, whether they are lecturers or students, is necessary. 20. 1. 1.45. 6. Complete immersion in the virtual world frightens me. 20. 5. 4. 3.83. 22. In the classrooms, there should be mostly interaction between students. 19. 3. 3. 2.53. Note, negatively formulated statement. Values were calculated using inverse data. Students' thoughts on virtual reality questionnaire. The Mann-Whitney U test was conducted on the 4 new subscales of the STVRQ statements. Each subscale showed a dissimilar distribution of scores between the immersive VR group and the desktop-based VR group. Because of this, mean ranks were used regardless of the null hypothesis outcome. Differences between the mean ranks were determined using the exact sampling distribution for you as per Dineen and Blakeslee. Each subscale showed no significant difference. The engagement subscale used an immersive VR mean rank of 11.35 and a desktop-based VR mean rank of 9.65 to generate the results U equals 41.5, Z equals minus 0.644, P equals 0.529. The experiential learning scale used an immersive VR mean rank of 10.45 and desktop-based VR mean rank of 10.55 to create results U equals 50.50, Z equals 0.038. P equals 1.00. The learning environment subscale used an immersive VR mean rank of 9.85 and a desktop-based VR mean rank of 11.15 to show the results of U equals 56.50, Z equals 0.498, P equals 0.631. The thoughts on learning subscale used an immersive VR mean rank of 11.30 and a desktop-based VR mean rank of 9.70 to produce the results of U equals 42.00, Z equals minus 0.612, P equals 0.579. These analyses were conducted on the four subscales tailored for this study using results from 22 of the 27 STVRQ statements documented in tables 1 through 4. For completeness of reporting on the use of the STVRQ, Table 5 shows the descriptive statistics for the five excluded statements. Table 5, descriptive statistics of STVRQ statements excluded from the four new subscale analyses. No, statement, N, mode, median, mean, 4. The classical evaluation system in education does not reflect the real knowledge of the respondents. 19, 3, 3, 2.63, 9. Through the learning process, it's necessary to apply theoretical knowledge to practical examples in order to master a new skill. 19, 3, 4, 4.05, 20. While I use a VR system, I feel like I am present in a virtual world. 20, 4, 4, 3.75. 21. Using a VR system would distract students from the educational content. 20. 5. 4. 4.03. 26. In classrooms, the professor should lead the keynote, i.e., the professor is the main source of information and interaction. 20. 2. 2. 2.45. Note. Virtual reality. Students' thoughts on virtual reality questionnaire. Discussion. This study investigated students' perceptions of using VR in human anatomy and physiology education. Based on the varying completion rates of instrument use, the primary focus narrowed from three hypotheses to one hypothesis. This study tested the hypothesis that students using immersive VR will report a higher level of motivation compared to students using desktop-based VR. Students completed the IMI and STVRQ self-reporting instruments. From the results of the IMI, there were two subscales of motivation that showed a statistically significant difference between the two study groups. Students in the immersive VR group reported higher levels of motivation as measured by the interest enjoyment subscale. This result is consistent with findings from studies across various disciplines including neuroanatomy, human anatomy, heart anatomy, physiotherapy instruction, root canal anatomy, and biomedical instruction. Students in the immersive VR group also reported higher levels of motivation as measured by the perceived competence subscale. This finding aligns with a study by Sodar et al. That documented a greater increase in both motivation and perceived competence for students in an immersive VR group. We found no significant difference in pressure tension or perceived choice subscales between students in the immersive VR and desktop-based VR groups, indicating that students in both groups felt in control of their learning activities and did not feel pressured to use the assigned technology. Together, these results suggest that students using immersive VR found more interest and enjoyment in learning and felt more competent in their academic performance than their counterparts using desktop-based VR, which are key behavioral predictors of intrinsic motivation. The findings of this study align with previous research on the use of VR in anatomy education, suggesting that VR may be a useful tool to support student learning. In contrast to the IMI results, the STVRQ results showed no significant differences between the immersive VR and desktop-based VR groups across its subscales. The psychometric properties of the STVRQ and the general nature of its statements require careful consideration when interpreting these null results. The survey's initial three subscale structure proved to have a low internal reliability, necessitating a restructuring into four new subscales. While this improved the reliability for the engagement subscale, the other subscales' reliability remained low to moderate, suggesting that these results should be interpreted with caution. Additionally, the survey's statements generally asked about students' broad opinions or beliefs about VR in education, rather than the specific experiences in this study of using immersive VR or desktop VR in a human anatomy or physiology course. Given that several students likely have some familiarity with VR from non-educational contexts like gaming, it is perhaps unsurprising that no differences were found between groups based on these general attitude questions. Nevertheless, based on the overall high median scores on many items, the results do show that both groups of students reported favorable beliefs that VR can assist with learning. Limitations. Several limitations should be considered when interpreting the findings of this study, particularly those related to sample size, data completeness, and the reliability and validity of certain research instruments. Conducting a controlled study with emerging technologies, such as VR, in a live academic setting presents numerous practical and methodological challenges, many of which were encountered in this project. Volunteer bias. This study relied on volunteers from demanding health science programs. Students who chose to participate may have already had a keen interest in VR or a positive bias towards new technologies, while non-volunteers during classroom visits cited the additional stress of participation as a deterrent. This self-selection process may skew the sample towards students predisposed to having a positive experience. Participant compliance. Ensuring participants completed all study components proved difficult. Most critically, the low completion rate for the pre-assessment, mental rotation, and engagement log instruments prevented any analysis of learning gains or engagement levels, meaning two of the three primary hypotheses could not be evaluated. Efforts to incentivize completion, such as classroom visits and a prize draw for a Meta Quest 2 headset, were only mildly successful. Instrument validity. The STVRQ has not been validated prior to this study. This study showed the STVRQ has mixed internal consistency even after modification based on statistical tests. The internal consistency of this instrument undermines the validity of the findings related to student perceptions on VR. Future studies should employ or develop more robustly validated instruments to assess these constructs. Generalizability. The study is not generalizable because it employed a small sample size. While this is a limitation, it is aligned with previous research exploring the use of VR for learning anatomy and contributes to the knowledge development in this area. Technological and human factors. This study did not assess potential shortcomings of the 3D Organon software itself. The specific design, usability, and features of the application could have influenced student motivation and is an aspect that warrants further investigation. Finally, the study did not systematically collect data on the potential negative side effects of VR use, such as cybersickness, having only been informally asked when returning the VR headsets. Such factors may impact a student's experience and willingness to engage with the technology and represent an important variable for future research to consider. Conclusion. Prior to this study, VR had been explored independently by faculty at the college, with anecdotal reports of its benefits sparking grassroots adoption and attracting the attention of institutional decision makers. Our research aimed to rigorously investigate student perceptions of the use of VR in human anatomy and physiology courses within the college's existing semester structure. The study's primary finding is that the immersive VR group reported significantly higher intrinsic motivation, as measured by interest enjoyment, and perceived competence compared to the desktop-based VR group over a full semester. This motivation suggests that VR has the potential to enhance nursing and paramedicine student learning experiences. These findings contribute to the growing research on implementing immersive VR in post-secondary education and may be valuable in supporting student learning experiences in health and science programs. Authors. Avinash Thadani obtained his PhD from the University of Toronto and is currently a professor in the baccalaureate nursing program at Georgian College in Ontario, Canada. His research has resulted in nearly 20 peer-reviewed scientific articles, including publications in Nature and PNAS. He is also an inventor with 5 USA and Canadian published patents. Isabelle Deschamps received her PhD from McGill University and is currently a professor in the honors degree in counseling psychology at Georgian College in Ontario, Canada. Her research bridges neuroscience with multiple applied domains, using insights into brain mechanisms of cognition and perception to better understand human behavior. James Doran is an independent research and innovation consultant who supports private and academic organizations with project development, management, and reporting. He specializes in grant writing, community engagement, and strategic planning, helping clients secure funding and advance new ideas. His work bridges research and practice to create meaningful outcomes. Cassandra Forlani has contributed to a wide range of research initiatives, including studies on police mental health, advancing inclusion, and academic integrity. Her dedication to helping others, combined with her passion for teamwork, drives her pursuit of shaping a more promising future within her current role as a research analyst. Rob Terrio is the Immersive Technology Manager for Georgian College in Ontario, Canada, and leads the exploration and integration of XR and AI. Rob has a Master of Educational Technology from the University of British Columbia and is the recipient of the Virtual World Society's Nextent Educator Prize for Global Leadership in X. Arshan Matarin is a professor at Georgian College in Ontario, Canada, with expertise in anatomy and physiology. Sean developed physiology courses that utilize data acquisition systems to provide students with rich lab-based learning experiences. Sean has developed an interest in using augmented reality tools to teach anatomy in Georgian's biotechnology program and is eager to apply these tools along with AI to support student learning in anatomy and physiology courses. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.